What is a slipped disc? Does a disc actually slip? Or is it more of a prolapsed disc or a disc bulge? We're going to talk today exactly what the difference is between them, how you can effectively manage a prolapsed disc, and also get yourself back to doing the things you love, like walking, exercising, playing with your kids, and being more mobile long term. Episode 41 of the West Chiropractic Podcast. I'm Dr. Jeremy Andrews, Doctor of Chiropractic. What is a slipped disc? This may be something that you are suffering with right now, and if you are, I'm here to help. I fully understand the pain that you're going through. We see this every single day. I've also suffered myself with a slipped disc, and I have the secret key to make sure we can get you out of pain quickly and get you back to your normal life. I'm Dr. Jeremy Andrews here at West Chiropractic in Surrey. I'm going to tell you exactly how we can get this disc solved for you. So, a disc. What is a disc? People talk about a disc actually slipping out the back of the vertebra. Now, this doesn't actually happen. It's more of a prolapsed disc. So that would be the technical term that we use for it. And it usually happens right in the base of the spine, where most of the load is taken up. You occasionally get slipped disc in the neck from people that sit for too long, desk-based, or have had injuries like skiing accidents where they've fallen on their neck. That can sometimes put pressure on the neck and cause the neck disc to slip out. We're going to mainly talk today about a lower back slip disc. That's something we see every single day here in the clinic and we help our clients with the whole time. So let's just talk about what a disc is first. Now, I've got one of these amazing models here like this. So this is a segment of the spine here. And you see these vertebrae, the white bits here, these are the bones, these are the vertebrae. They're quite chunky. The vertebrae get bigger as you go down the back. And these ones are nice and chunky here as well. So we're going to show you these ones here as they move around, okay? Now, in the middle here, this lovely red bit, that is your disc, okay? So that, think of that like a jam donut. There's a soft jelly inner and a tough outer ring. You then look down there, guess what this is? That's your spinal cord. And you see the nerves, they come out the side. They come out the sides there, okay? The nerves then branch into many different nerves, go down your leg. So for example, if this was the L4 and L5, the sciatic nerve comes right out the base of the spine, that L4, 5, S1 area. And that's the one that goes all the way down the leg. Now it can wrap around the front of the leg. Mostly it goes down the side and the back of the leg, all the way through to the calf, all the way to the foot. It can cause shooting pain, electric shocks, numbness, cold, hot, fizzing, tingling, weakness, foot drop, a load of stuff that can be very, very painful and cause a multitude of problems as well, affecting your daily life. So we need to find out exactly what's causing the disc to prolapse, get the pressure off, then we can start trying to get some of that disc material back in, or allowing your body to heal around it and get that core stability back up. So what actually happens when you slip a disc? Well, this is a great little model here. So I'm just gonna put some pressure down on here on the front of the vertebra there. And hopefully you can see that there. You can see that disc material just bulging out the back. So I'll just show you again there. And you see how it comes all the way out like that. Now, when it comes out, if I get a little bit closer there, you can see how it's gonna press on the nerve. Now, when it presses on that nerve, obviously it's gonna touch the nerve. The nerve goes both ways. So you've got nerve signals going out to move the leg. Now, these are what we call motor nerves. So they're actions. So for me to move my hands, my fingers, there has to be some sort of signal coming from my brain to tell my body to move, okay? So those are ones going out. Coming back in, you've got sensory nerves. So pain, touch, vibration, heat, cold, all of these things that come back in the nerve. So obviously you're gonna feel the pain. But you also may have some motor nerve in terms of you might have some weakness in your leg as well. Now that's more sinister, that's more of a problem long term down the line, or more a chronic sciatica or a big disc prolapse where it's really affecting the whole of the nerve. Mostly you're gonna get the sensation first, so the pain, tingling, fizzing, numbness, hot, cold. So prolapse is like this. Now look, I'm putting the pressure on the front of the vertebra. This is quite a good little model actually. Now if I put the pressure on the back of the vertebra here like this, sorry I'm trying to do that there, you notice you can't really see too much, there's nothing really coming out. So most disc prolapses happen because of a flexion. When the spine flexes like this, this is gonna pop out the back like that. Now, that's most common. So what movements do we flex in? Well, when we're sitting, I'm sitting down now, that's a flexed position. Now that's gonna put pressure on your disc over a long period of time. If I'm in a ball and I'm trying to sort of sneeze like this, most of us sort of crouch down, we sneeze, but it's a lot of pressure through your back. That again can cause a disc prolapse. When I'm bending down to pick something up, that is a flexed position. When I'm putting my shoes on, put my socks on, again, that's a flexed position. So over time, that disc can sort of, it can sort of start to bulge like this. It can start to get some pressure on it. If you see there, see see there. And it might do this, it might sort of pop out and you might get some inflammation. And then as soon as you say sneeze or pick down some luggage one day or a sock, it goes boom, like that. And it comes out and it presses on the nerve, and that's when you start to get more symptoms. Now, you're gonna get symptoms if there is this pressure. If there's any sort of bulging, you're gonna get some sort of, you might get some numbness in the leg, you might get some pain in your back. There's gonna be a warning sign before it happens. Now, this may go on for a period of a year, 2 years, 5 years, sometimes even 10 years before the actual disc prolapses completely. So you need to make sure that you're paying attention to these warning signs. And if you are having any issues, you need to seek some professional help. So then the question is, how do we get the disc back in? Right, what can you do to ensure that we're trying to get that back in the best position? So the first thing I'm going to show you is something called McKenzie. So McKenzie is a method that we use for people that have sciatica or disc problems. And the premise is that we're trying to move away from the pain to ensure that we're trying to take pressure off the disc to allow it to heal and get back in the best position. So I'm going to show you how to do this now. Okay, so very often we see people come in to see us like this. They may have pain going down this leg here, they may be walking around like that, and they may be hunched over like this. Now, that's a comfortable position for them. As soon as we tell them to straighten up, move over this way, it's, oh, that's causing pain on my leg, that's very severe, that's gonna put pressure on the disc. We don't wanna do that, we wanna get pressure off the disc. So McKenzie would say that if someone is leaning like this, you wanna get them to lean further over that way. So the McKenzie method would be, right, side shifts like this. And you can do them against the wall, but side shift like this. I sometimes put my arms up like this to help. Side shifts like this. Now, if someone is flexed like this, and they're sort of hunching around like that, I'll show you from the side. And the McKenzie would say, right, well, this is your starting point, and we're gonna bend down like that. And we're just gonna floss and come up to here, bend down like this, and it's 10 times in each direction that doesn't cause pain, okay? Now, gradually, over a period of a few days, these are gonna get easier. And you may find that if you were like this, you start to come back up like this. And we're starting to then move like this, coming a bit further over, and you're doing it to pain tolerance. So when it starts to cause pain, you don't go any further. Or you don't, ideally, you don't wanna get to the pain, you know where it is, and you stop. And this will start to nourish the disc, take pressure off that area, and allow the muscles to come back into a good position. So remember, moving away from the site of pain is most important. Okay, so I love this one, a child's pose, okay? So sitting back on the heels, moving from side to side. Yes, I'm in flexion, but I move like this. So just press very gently. Don't do the cobra, you're just pressing very gently like this. Coming back like that, trying to take pressure off that lower back. So just a nice rocking movement through like this to get the pressure off the disc. Then we go into cat camel. Again, nice yoga move. Allowing the shoulders to be stacked over the wrists, head coming back, going all the way back like that. You may not be able to come all the way like this, so just take it easy. You can go up like this as well, okay? Okay, and one of the most important things that we use here with our clients is something called decompression therapy. So decompression therapy is one of the best ways to take pressure off a disc. So we take an x-ray, we have an MRI from a hospital. We take x-rays here on site, but sometimes our clients will bring us in MRIs if they're taken. And we can see exactly where the disc is prolapsed. And from our testing as well, we know how to get the pressure off. So we can identify which level it is. It's usually L4-5 or L5-S1. And what we do is we put a belt either side of where that compression is on the torso. And the patient is lying down, and the decompression therapy's aim is to try and separate the vertebra to create a vacuum. So the disc can then back in like this. So the decompression will go hold for about a minute, hold for another minute, hold for another minute. And then it goes down the other side of the pyramid. So it builds up for about 15 minutes and then goes back down over about 15 minutes. So it takes pressure off the disc. So essentially, you're lying flat like this. This is the back here, this is the tummy. The disc is gonna go like this, it's gonna separate out, it's gonna allow the disc to back in like that. Take all the pressure off the base of the spine. So we get very, very good results on that. A lot of people ask us, well, isn't that like an inversion table? Well, it is. However, the inversion table, you're limited on the amount of time you can do that because obviously you're upside down. So a lot of the blood is gonna rush to your head. You're also limited on your weight. So we've got on the decompression table, we've got your weight, plus we have the motor that's pulling around 80 pounds of pressure as well. The table then pulls away and it separates that lower vertebra, taking pressure off the disc. So if you would like to try a session of that, we do a free taster. So get in touch with us in the details below. You can send an email to info@westchiropractic.co.uk. If you're in the area of Surrey or Hampshire or around London, come and give it a go. And yeah, we'd love to see how you get on with that as well. So thank you for today. If you like the video, hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel and we will see you next time. Don't forget, you can grab a copy of my best-selling book on Amazon. This is the second edition here, How to Transform Your Life. And we've got the secret cure to back pain as well. Take care. I'll be Dr. Jeremy Andrews. Thank you.